Amidst the chaos surrounding us, to avoid being left alone with the sexual predator living in our home, I stayed close to Mom, literally clinging to her as she tried to make life as normal as possible. In front of others, she would put on a brave face, but after Dad left, she knew she was on her own with little help from family and friends that she had left. Little did she know, I was pretending to. It was late 1997, and Mom and Dad had been divorced for about a year. I was 12, and I was having trouble focusing in school. I couldn't shake the feeling of guilt, deep loneliness, and utter misery. Amidst it all, I really missed my dad.